Simin Kufchet, Tfilas Tashlumin. The Lashon of Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Toi Neinas Leisbal Shachem Mitzbal Minchashtayim, the Lashon of Mitzbal Minchashtayim is Mashma that it's a Chiv. It doesn't bring down if you want, do a double, Yochol, Roy. Mitzbal Minchashtayim, Mashma, he says, like our Hashokhom says, that Tfilas Tashlumin is a Chiv. If you miss it up, you have to daven, you miss Shachrit, you have to daven Shachrit at a later date, at a later time. Daven Minchashtayim, Mitzbal Minchashtayim, al Tachiv. That being the case, you can start clarifying, what's the story with a woman? Does a woman have a chiv for Tfilas Tashlumin? So if you understand that it's a chiv, and a woman have a chiv for daven in the first place, so then there should be no reason why they shouldn't. And if you look later on in the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Samach Gimel, the Kon Mem Dalet, Inyan Shabbos, talking about a woman that doesn't have time to bench lich after she davens mincha. She davens mincha, she's getting ready to be after Shkia, too close to Shkia, she's not going to be able to bench lich. He says the best thing for a woman to do is to bench lich for plenty of time, not to get into Shalos Chol Shabbos, and daven Marav twice to make up a tashlumin for mincha. Vaisai, even though women are not mechuyev, the Mishnah Berurah himself asking that women are only mechuyev in shachrit and mincha, marav they were never mekabel themselves. Nevertheless, he says that if she didn't daven mincha, she should daven marav twice. Shal Shabbos.
Not
shachrit. He says yes. Speak that. He says even though b'derech klal women don't daven marav, so the tefillah smucha lecher should be shachrit. Says the Shlomo Zalman that nevertheless she should daven marav twice. And not wait till Shachar. However, Rosh Zalman adds, he says that din of Tashlumin is only if a woman is rogel to daven that davening. A woman should daven Shachar to Mincha, says Mishnah Berurah. But let's say a woman doesn't have time. Like they bring down, I think the son of the Chavetz Chaim says that he Kamat doesn't remember his mother davening, because his father passed from the Chavetz Chaim passed for her. The son of the Chavetz Chaim said that rarely does he remember his mother davening, because his father told her that she's parted from davening because she's busy. That being the case, that a woman doesn't bet, even though the Chavetz Chaim passes, that a woman should daven shachar to mincha. If a woman doesn't have time, some women daven shachar to shabbat, some women daven shachar to mincha, some women don't daven shachar to something. So if a woman doesn't generally daven mincha, then she does not have to make it up a mar. Only a field which she's wrong with the daven does she have to make up. Memeilah, she misses mar. She would not have to make it up. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if she's ruggled to daven Marav, she wouldn't have to make it up. Shachar to mincha, if she's ruggled to daven, she would have to make up. But Marav, women were never makabel themselves Marav, so we don't look at it as a chiyuv that they have to be mashlim. But maybe even a woman that is ruggled to daven, she would not have to make it up if she missed it. Now getting back to that here on Erev Shabbos, there are many women that they daven even though they don't daven marav on a regular night, but on Shabbos they try to daven all the tefillahs. So they daven marav on Friday night. So what happens if she daven shachar, but she doesn't daven mincha? Now she's davening marav. So the Rishon Lezion, nevertheless, she doesn't have to make up a tefillah, even though she generally does daven marav. Agam, she doesn't daven mincha. She davens marav now because it's Shabbos. She's davening marav. She still would not have to make up the tefillah of mincha. It's only a tefillah that she generally davens that she has to make up. She generally, a woman that generally davens a tefillah, if she misses it, she should make it up. If she misses mincha, she make it up a marav, even if she doesn't have a marav. If she misses marav, she should daven two marav. That's only one essence, same thing. That's your
fine.
Then she was never makabel on herself to do it. Mekabel means that generally a woman does it. The chur, if you did it three times, can then that's a kabbalah of a mitzvah. You're fine if you don't have an
even if she's not a marav nikolay.
Even if she's not a marav nikolay. Because it's the next man's tefillah. You always have to make it up in the tefillah smuchala. And the tefillah smuchala, even though she doesn't have a marav, the tefillah smuchala is a marav. Her smucha is next Shabbos. She doesn't have it until then. She doesn't have it until then. She only has a Shabbos. That's the word. The word is, we haven't found somebody that says the word yet, that B'etem, maybe this is right for Aydin, we'll have to see, or Noam will show us. But the word of make up the Shulman is by the next man's tefillah, not by her next man's tefillah, by the next man's tefillah. And once you miss it after that man's tefillah, so then over you will both have money. One other interesting din from Shlomo Zalman brings down over there, he declares, going to get to a chosin. There's a chosin, the night of a tassana, maker of the dino, he's potter. He's potter from tefillin. Potter from kriyishma, potter from tefillin. So if he misses, the chur, we should say that v'etim is the field that he's potter from, we shouldn't have a team such as him. But he declares, maybe nowadays that they are mechuyim, but people keep lo alei chur, because it shouldn't look like you are around, he's not davening. So maybe he does have a dinner machine. They bring down on the bottom that Lamaisa and Halikas is an Elisha Shlomo. Perik Hey, I think. Perik Yud Gimel Chet. I'm not sure. It's one of the 11. They bring down on the bottom that Lamaisa he passed him for a chosin in the midst. It doesn't seem like such a far-fetched case. For a chosin in the midst on the night of Satana. We have to daven. Everybody davened right after Chokla and he was in the Yichud room, he didn't daven. Kitzer, he forgot the daven. The shayla is what's Lamaisa? Does he have to make it up? They say he once passed him for a chosin, he does not have to make it up. It's the shayla whether or not he's mechuyim. Since me'ikir the dina betzim, there is no chiyim. He wouldn't have to make it up.
He wouldn't say
he's going to daven over the tanai. Would he do the daven over the tanai? Yesh lion. A guy has to know if he could daven in the daven. Chosin during the seven brachas, yesh lion, for sure he could daven in the daven. He's flying high, he's in a different world. Not being mechav in the chil of Asher. Yesh lion. What's that? And therefore? Yeah, look here, because it's in the Nijin in the Dharma Nadavin. And there's no Dharma Nadavin. Oh, no. Just because this guy got married, it's not going to be Mafkir the Karbonah. In Sivkotin Beis, Mr. Brewer says that this whole din of Tashlumin is not in a case where he was Mechuyiv, just he did not have the chance to daven. However, if he was Potter from Tvilo, for example, like an Oinim, Rahman al-Islam, or somebody who's being Oitik with Tarchi Tzibur, then he says over here, interesting enough, he says over here, Nochoin gam bazei yisbal achar kathashim ha-tvilach shech chosra lai. He says it is good to make it up, but you should be misbal b'ter tzadavah. But he's misayin to the halakha later, earlier in Tzadik Gimel, that over there he says there's no chiyu b'chal. There's no chiyu b'chal make it as enough for somebody that's being Oitik with Tarchi Tzibur, which is even, which we're says in different places, with Tarchi Tzibur, even in Atolas Mamoinom, it's considered Oitik with Tarchi Tzibur. He does no chiyuv to make it up. Because as we said, the old din of Tashlumin is not when you had a chiyuv and you weren't able to daven. Amazing time she is. As long as it wasn't amazing. But if you had no chiyuv b'chlal, like somebody who's right to be Tarchin Zibur, then he has no chiyuv to make it up. Not if it came first, fair enough. It doesn't have a chiyuv. So one second. So this din of right to be Tarchin Zibur, that's going to pass you, first of all, is only in a seer where his askus in the Tzarchi Tzibur started before the Zman Tzvila. If L'chur. Because that's what it says earlier, but again, Tzarchi Tzibur. Tzibur Einhaus, Mishavur says to Fan Dalit, that the whole din of Einin is potter, that it doesn't have to make the Tzvila, is Zafka became an Einin before the Zman. Let's say he was on Shabbos, and he was an Einin till the following morning. So he doesn't have to make a Marv, because he's never in his Chayiv a Marv. He was potter from the first time the Marv started. Mashenkin, if he became an Oinin after this mantra started, so he already was in the Sky of the Tvila and then he became Potter, so since he was already in the Sky of the Tvila, therefore he has a Chiv of Tashlumin. But Mela also, Lacher, Oitik B'Tar Chetzibur, is Dafka if he was being Oitik B'Tar Chetzibur at the time that the Tvila started. However, if he was not being Oitik B'Tar Chetzibur at the time the Tvila started, then, Hagam, that he might have to be, there might be a Sarah for him to be Oitik in the middle of the Zman Tvila, however, he would have a Chiv to make it up. Lacher, the same thing would apply to the Tvila of the Chosin. It would only be that the Tzir that Rav Shlomo Zalman the Chayyur Papa the Chosin is Dafka if his Chuppah was before Shkia. If his Chuppah was after Shkia and he's ready in his Chayyur and Marv, then the Chayyur Rav Shlomo Zalman and Papa him because he's ready in his Chayyur in the Tzvila before he became Papa out of the Chosin. Chayyur. The first 12 and a half minutes for Chayyur now, 13 and a half minutes. But he has a bigger problem because he doesn't know what to write in his Tzvila. In Sifkot and Gimel, Mr. Brewer says that this whole din of Tashlumin is only benegeah to Tvilah. Benegeah to Kriyishma, with Messiah that there's a Shaila earlier, whether or not there's a din of Tashlumin be Kriyishma Bechlal, which on the Sabbath there is, the Mechaber brings down two sheets, if there's a din of Tashlumin, Pashkut, there is no din of Tashlumin, that's the way that we're knowing. If there is a din of Tashlumin, then you make it up after, the same way that you make up a Tvilah after the Tvilah has Mukhala, so to the Kriyishma you have to make up after the Kriyishma has Mukhala. If you miss Kriyishma in the morning, if you want to be Mekayim the Din of Tashlumin, the Din of Tashlumin is not after the After he remembers 2 o'clock in the afternoon that he forgot to say Krishna this morning. He should wait till after he daven Maariv, and he's going to say Shema, and then say the Shema afterwards. Once it's his man of Shema, then he'll throw in his other Shema as a tashlum.
After Shema Nesser,
Lecher after Shema Nesser. Lecher after Shema Nesser. But once you're going to get the tefillah, you know you're supposed to be Mas Mechen, you also don't have to be, you could wait until after Chalur Sashav, Tach, and we'll see. With regard to Psukhi Dezimra, the tefillah of David declares whether or not there's a din of Tashtum in Psukhi Dezimra Bechal. Birchus Kriyashma, the Mishabur speaks out, there's no din of Tashtum. Kriyashma is the Tzad, Birchus Kriyashma says there's no Tzad that there's a din of Tashtum in Psukhi Dezimra, but to say that Ashrei and other Mitzvot Tzelim, there's no problem. But to say Baruch Shammai Nishtabach is a bracha, the Tila David declares whether or not there's a din of Tashlumin Bechlal. When you get to Birchus HaShachar, so now with regard to Tashlumin Bechlal, the Mishabur says earlier, when he's talking about the till when you could say Tila HaShachar, the Mishabur says in Simen Nun Beis that best if you should do it the Chatchila before Dalat Shavuos, if not, then you could do it until Chatzayis. And somebody that wants to say the Master Chatzayis, Ein Mechem, Ein Lim Chiz Biyodis. So, Be'etzem, you could say until we go to sleep. If someone, maybe you should say Bechlal, Shle Tanigoy, Shle things that aren't going to get to the morning Bechlal, like Be'ekhivim, whatever, these things that are Shayach more to the morning. The other ones are Shayach to the day itself. But a person can make it up, now it's in Tashlumin. He has the Yechilus to say the Berech Lashachar entirely.
Well, what
does
that
end
with the Shmimor Tashlumin in the Gemara says? In the Gemara says, like, I feel,
I don't know if the Chiv. The Chiv, Tashlumin is going to get to the field. The Shalas is there, is a Shaykh to be Mekayim and Tashlumin, now Chiv, so it's Mekayim and Tashlumin. For the other thing. What's that? They will Mitzak and the Eker Takon, and Benegeah to the Shmur Nesri. The Shalas is the Benegeah to everything else. The Ashri also you're making up. Not where they're Mitzak and the Shalas, can we be good? Well, it is. When Chazal said it, we see that the Taz declares Benegeah to, he says, we could have thought that without the Shulchan Aruch telling me that I would have to say Ashrei by Mincha since I missed it by Shacharis or by Shacharis, right? The thought is to say that you should say Ashrei just because you would have said it in the field before him. Well, Shacharis, no din of Tashlumin. You missed the tefillah. You missed the tefillah. You make up the tefillah.
What do you have a
special option to do
with someone that day or
even
that night?
After Shkia?
Yeah.
The chur should be the entire day. If we have the same thing as everything else, that it's totally in the bracha of this day, the bracha of the shachar, it's only the bracha of this day, once you wake up. What's that? So you're tired, you're also have a shin, or you're ready to go to sleep. That's not the din, that's some of the, it's not totally in the daytime specifically, per se. The Bi'ur HaLacha here points out, it says, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that you have to be maksim the tefillas choyva to the tefillas tashlumin. And if you're mahapich and you do the tefillas tashlumin before the tefillas choyva, you're not yitzin. Now, let's say the guy didn't think. He knows he's supposed to daven two tefillas. Can he not say that he once learned which halachas are? Well, yeah, he probably did. Subconsciously, maybe he knows, but he didn't think. B'shas ma'aseh, which one is? He davened the same tefillas two times. Is he yitzin or not? Says the Mishnah. Says the Bir Halacha. Dav the poshut nedav in meskaven behedi l'shem tashlumin. Av mesal shem esamal kol yam yatzah. The halacha is if you just you know you're supposed to daven two tefillas, you daven two tefillas, you're good to go. Unless you're mechavim lehedya, that some people they think you have to daven two tefillas, some of them have to daven shachar and mincha. You daven shachar, then you daven mincha. So then he's mechavim lehedya, the person should be shachar. If a person knows he has to daven two tefillas, which one? I don't know which one. Daven two tefillas. The following mincha shtayim shnei. Not a problem. It's not considered that you adopt one way more than the other, and you get to your chiv. Tifkon beis. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about. What's the seder of the tefillah? He says, if a person misses shachar, misses maariv, he should daven just tefillah shachar shtayim, harishein shachar lebeis l'tashlumin. La'achshir b'yotiv yudches, yomer ashrei v'achar yisbal yudches. The halacha is, the chatzila one should say ashrei in between the two tefillahs. We'll see later on, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not meikar d'dino. Mechaber says that to just say Ashrei. We'll see. Mishnah Berurah says at the Tachan. Meikar d'dino says the Mishnah Berurah. This is all that lechapchi whether you should be mafsik with Ashrei or Tachanun. We'll see. But midino, you don't need any hafsaka except for dalet. We'll see. Beis Hashem from Kochay. You only need a hafsaka of kedei hilov dalet amis, which is a few seconds. However, lechapchi one should say Ashrei lamay b'tfilu mitayzev yeter. to be mesakan the halachas, just of what you should wait for, what you should do lamaisa, mishabura, what would come out for him. If a person misses ma'ariv, so he has to daven shachris twice, what comes out from mishabura lachar is, he should daven shachris with his shmei nesrei, l'shem shachris. He listened to chazar tashat, and he can listen, and he should daven tachnun, and say ashrei, and then daven the second tefillah. And the chazar afterwards say, lam nasef, v'volatin, and everything else afterwards. So even though you're supposed to be masmechid, the Mishabur is Messiah reference to earlier that anything which is a chelik of the tefillah is considered a smichah. He says benegeh to birchas haTorah, he's Messiah in here, and he says benegeh to birchas haTorah, if a person forgot to say birchas haTorah, so he has kavanah with Avar Abba. The halacha is he has to learn right after Avar Abba. What's considered right after Avar Abba? Says the Mishabur, he brings down Arzah Ruin, the Be'er Halacha, he brings down that anything which, anytime, as long as you're being Eitzik in tefillah, that's still considered something. Namely, you can daven Avar Abba, daven Shmein Esrei, Tachnun, Ashrei, Yuvalatim, Aleinu, Shur Shal Yerim. He said you can even get your Tvarim for learning. That's all considered a chelik, as long as you didn't speak. And it's still considered Tzamach, and then you learn. The same thing over here, make it a Dina, still considered Tzamach. You could even wait till Aleinu, Shur Shal Yerim. But the way that the Mishabur seems to say is, Chazar Tashat, wait for Chazar Tashat, Tachnun, Ashrei, and then daven the second tefillah. When it comes to mincha, the chari should do the same thing. Since you're supposed to be masvich tachnun to your tefillah, so you should daven shmein esrei, chazar tashat, tachnun, ashrei again for your second tefillah, and shmein esrei. And maariv, there's a shaila whether or not you should say ashrei by maariv. If a person is davening two maariv, if they miss mincha, it's a shaila whether or not you should say ashrei. It seems in kuf hei that in machriya that you shouldn't say ashrei, you should just wait kidei hilom dalar amin. If you want to say it, you can say it, but it's best to say it shloi l'shem chayivim. Don't say it because you're mechuyiv to daven and ashrei. Say it, you care about their. Then Mishnah Berurah says over here, you're not getting to any shalos b'chol. When? The only reason we wait till after tachnun, the best thing is supposed to be masmechin is simple. You could lachur because you're all being oisik. But what's lachur better to? Since tachnun is kashur, so you're not supposed to be masmechin between shmei nesrei and tachnun. Mishnah Berurah says the ain lo hafik bein a yud ches l'tachnun. Says Mishnah Berurah. The meila, it's best to wait for tachnun and not for anything else lachur. Now ashrei is supposed to say al tashrei. So you say the ashrei, say the tachnun, say the ashrei. But aleinu, there's no reason to wait. Why does aleinu afterwards? Bechlal. I was in Shrites once, they daven mincha maariv together in the shul over there, the Yekesh shul. They daven mincha maariv together, mamash was out waiting in between, and they say one aleinu at the end of both. I don't know if there's a chiv to say aleinu betzim at the end of each tefillah. At the end of davening, you say aleinu, they put it at the end of tefillah. Say one aleinu for both the mincha and the maariv together. When you kippur, you say after. You say after nidah.
He should do his Maariv first, before Matzah. The Chari could. You could. You're supposed to be masked to your tefillah of your chayva, though. Best you're supposed to be masked to your tefillah of your chayva. But mainly you should be doing it right after your tefillah of shachar. You shouldn't wait till after Muslim.
Why don't
you do it before Christmas or during Christmas? He says, though, we'll see. Later on, Mishnah Berurah says, if you forgot shachar, And you didn't daven not shachar, not musaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in that theory, you should daven mincha, then do musaf, and then do shachar. So there you would be masking in between. Achar. Because then it's already considered as machir, right? Achar. With regard to this din that you're not supposed to be masking in between the ikar tefillah and the tefillah of tashlumin, because you're not supposed to be masking, so Rosh Hashanah says in Halicha Shleima. He says that you don't have to look for a minion. This is in Hey, he says, well, you don't have to look for a minion. Even if L'chari you're davening Shtiglach, and you could wait another few minutes and you catch another minion, don't wait for another few minutes to catch the minion. Rather, daven you, be masmech your tefillah as soon as possible. He gives other time him also. You're any Saivitai, you're there's a Tzibur there. Saivitai, you're in Beis HaKnesses. You have a Maila Kilo or a Tzibur of a Tzibur to a certain extent. Therefore, you think you don't have to. L'chor, you can say, if you understand that it's all one Tzibur, if your Mamash being Mamash Mechin, it's all one Tzibur, then you have a Maila Kilo of a Tzibur L'chor. Then, you don't have to look for another meaning, because it's all one long Tzibur. However, from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like not the way. The Mishnah Berurah says that you could wait for Chazar Shashat. If you're waiting for Chazar Shashat, then your Mamash being Mamash in between your Tefillah, then the Chor is not considered one Tefillah. Skipping to...
If you miss Shachar,
See, that's a chayvah shayt of duration. It could be different over there, because there the chayv mutaf betim was the chayv before the mincha. So the mele should come first. Betim your mutaf should come before your mincha. Just as tadu shayt as tadu remakim the mincha. The chayv shayt was already from beforehand. The mutaf was already beforehand. That's why it can't be remakim. Shayla is when you get to a shachris, that the musaf comes at the same time as the shachris comes, are we going to say that also to be marked in the musaf? It's not the exact dimin. Right here, each line. In Sifkon Chof Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah is Baal of a Mokum Shayroi Lisabik Bitsayo, who must have Harkat Tsayo. The muchach leil shesar lachad is baal of fisha posha shahayu leilipta he was in the breshe omezi mekri leilizem and he has no tashlum. Tainu the dinas tashlum and the machaber says is only when he gets a shaygi when he gets omezi there is no dinas tashlum and despite the fact that the machaber says you could daven again you wouldn't need a chiddush but you don't have the chiyuv tashlum for sure. That's the chilek one of the chilukim that our chashokan understands the difference between shaygi and omezi is whether or not you have a chiyuv tashlum. And when it comes to omezi you have no chiyuv tashlum. If you want to daven you could daven. However, there is no chiyuv tashlum. He says that if you were, says Mishnah Berurah, if you daven in a place that is roi to mistafik that there was tzaya there, and he didn't check, then you're considered a pesheya. If you only found the tzaya afterwards, you would be considered a pesheya that you do not have a chiv tashlum and bichlal afterwards. I saw an interesting thing. The Fiske Tshuva is once a time now that if a guy goes to, he brings down from Michelle Tshuva's Karen David, I think, that if a person goes to sleep after the Zman Tefillah already started, which lachur would be included in this, unless it's not considered as he woke up if he hit the snooze button. Or he turned off his alarm. If he hits the snooze button, it's not so bad. Or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he goes to sleep, he takes a nap. And if he does not, he's not maimed a shomer, or sets an alarm clock, because then he's considered earnest if he didn't get up on time. If he just went to sleep, and he expected to wake up before him, he says, that's chilat shebi pshia, the seif habayinit, and it's not considered, you have no chiv tashlum. L'chur yesh l'ayin tuvo, to say that that's considered a pshia. The Mishnah Berurah says in the next Tivkotan, in Tivkotan Nechov Gimel, that the only time that it's considered mazid is dafko, kishabito atfilo b'shot nefesh. So you decide, I'm not davening. This is l'chur not a case of b'shot nefesh, that Imam is deciding he's not davening. He expected to wake up. L'chur expected, he didn't set an alarm, and he didn't ask anybody to wake him up. But he expected, he's not going to sleep for 3 hours. He's presumed he's going to wake up before him. When he turned off his alarm, he didn't think that he's going to sleep till 10 o'clock. Yesh la'ayim tuba, if that's considered a bit of amazing. Kenzan is totally in the mention itself. If a person knows that when he goes to sleep, usually in the afternoon, he never sleeps more than 2 hours, at this point, he slept this time for 3 hours. So then that's considered done. If a person knows when he goes to sleep in the afternoon, if somebody's not going to wake him up, and he puts the tris down, he can sleep till tomorrow morning, then that's considered a machine. So what's happened? He didn't set an alarm clock. But l'chur, religious Safina would say that If a guy generally gets up in time, he waits, sleeps for 2 hours, 3 hours. He would make it, and he expected to wake up, and punk, he didn't. Her, it wouldn't be considered amazing. Zipper, the kumi alma, if the guy fell asleep, it's considered. If the guy is across the shina, his mom is dancing out of his back, and he falls asleep on the stender, and he goes, oh, the next thing he wakes up, 25 minutes after shina. Zipper, that's considered an
Isaac. Why
is Badak? Because it's really topic. The mokum that's really topic, and you're davening in a place that's really topic. We're not talking about a guy in a regular shul. Regular shul is not really topic. You're davening outside in a hall where dogs pass by on a normal day.
What's
outside in the field.
What's
That's not considered a pshia. You did it in there. We don't recommend a pshia, according to the Maizid, that you should have, in a case where you should have checked, that means that there's man tefillah right now, you should have done. You should have checked before you done. There's a chthorn in your You shouldn't have, but you thought at the time you would have enough, you thought at the time you would have enough time to daven. You weren't planning on passing up the time. Yeah. Of course, because you expected to have plenty of time to finish. You sat down in the barber shop and then you didn't realize that the barber's thing got broke and whatever happened, it took an extra hour. But at the time that you sat down, despite the fact that maybe you shouldn't have, you sat down with the intention. Benegay to the missing of the tefillah is considered a pshia. Here, benegay to the tefillah itself was a pshia. Your tefillah wasn't a tefillah. You didn't daven because of a pshia. And zikr lachorah benegay to the shayla of sleeping, falling asleep, guy going to sleep. The Mishnah Berurah says earlier, we saw benegay to shema that if a guy starts drinking even after the zman of tefillah started, if he thinks that he's going to sober up by the time the end of zman kriyas shema, it's not considered a pshia. Considered an Einus. And he would have passed Nitzach HaMoy, he'd be able to go to Elisha Shachar for Marav HaNeh. For this should be no different. What's that? No, hitting the Sizban for sure. No, only turning it off. That's a shamer. That's making a shamer. Turning it off, maybe. Here's lying. This guy is halfway sleeping, if that's considered a... So if you turn off and you're sleeping, so then you're sleeping, you're an Einus. So you fell asleep before Zman Tefillah and you still consider sleeping. However, if it was a conscious decision, you decided that's it, I'm sleeping in today. Turn off your alarm, that's it. Okay, just to be misakim with a little bit of sleep, it's a bunch of halachas. If you just get the clone down, you'll know the halachas. So just be misakim at the end of the simon. Sif test through Sif Yud Aleph. The halacha is when a person is mechuyav to daven tashlumin, he has to daven the second tefillah of tashlumin exactly like the tefillah that he's davening now. Which means, if he's davening as a tefillah for shacharis, he should daven two minchas. Which might mean to daven shalom, instead of saying sim shalom as the second one, say shalom rav. I saw actually that it's brought down that if you said shalom rav in the first one, sim shalom in the first one, and shalom rav in the second one, it's considered a gilui das. He had the first one that was in line for like havdalah. Like, first one is a mind for Shachar, second one is a mind for Mincha. So your tefillah should always be your makdim nechayvah to the tashlumin, and the tashlumin should always be identical to your chayvah. That means, even if you're making up a tefillah for the vav, you miss Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and you're making up that Mincha, you daven Marav of Shabbos twice. Similarly, Matzei Shabbos, you miss Mincha on Shabbos, you daven Marav of Matzei Shabbos, the regular weekday Shemini Esrei, twice. You only have to say Atachan Asanu once, because Atachan Atum is not like Yalav Yavai, it would be Rosh Chodesh, Marav is Rosh Chodesh. Mincha you miss Erev Rosh Chodesh, then Marav Rosh Chodesh, you daven Yalav Yavai twice. Atachan Atum, you do not have to daven twice, because Atachan Atum is not Nesuyim specifically to the day. Atachan Atum is a Havdalah between Shabbos and Chol, no matter once you're Mavdal once, you don't have to Mavdal a second time. Shabbos is Shabbos no matter which time you're davening. No matter if you're making up a Mincha Marav Shabbos, you have to daven Marav on Shabbos, like Shabbos, and the Tashlumin on Shabbos, like Shabbos. However many tefillahs you're davening Shabbos, you're davening a tefillah of Shabbos. Likewise, if you miss Marav on Friday night, you daven Shabbos day twice, you say Yitzmach Moshe twice. However, since you are Lamaisa making up the tefillah that you missed, Memela, it has a lot of kulas also, that if you daven the second tefillah, the tashlumin, like the tefillah that you missed, you're also yayayt, the hainim. If a person davens on Shabbos, the second tefillah, as the tefillah is chos, he's yayt. If a person davens on Rosh Chodesh, he missed Mincha, he missed Maariv at night, and he davened Shacharis in the morning, and he said Ya'alav Yehovah the first one, and he didn't say Ya'alav Yehovah in the second one. He should have. It's Rosh Chodesh, he's been saying Ya'alav Yehovah. And if you would have forgotten in Shacharis, you'd have to go back. Nevertheless, since you're making up the Tefillah at night, and at night you wouldn't have to go back if you forgot to say Ya'alav Yehovah, but Meila Shacharis also, you do not have to go back and say Ya'alav Yehovah. However, there are certain cases that if you do mess up like this, then you're not Yitzchak. The Torah Chaim says that you're not Yitzchak. Matzah Shabbos, you daven your second tefillah, a tefillah of Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, then you're not Yitzchak. Because his mom is not shaykh to the tefillah b'chol, it's not shaykh to his mom. We'll see later on that if you say in your tefillah tashlumen, the Bir Halacha points out later, that if you say in your tefillah tashlumen something which is shaykh to the tefillah that you missed, for example, you missed Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and you're davening Maariv on Matzei Rosh Chodesh after Rosh Chodesh to make up your mincha. If you say Yalav V'Yavoy, and you say B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh at night, despite the fact that it's not considered Rosh Chodesh right now, and it should be Sheker, still not considered a Hefzik, and you wouldn't even have to go back and Chorus at the beginning of the Bracha, not considered a Hefzik, even though it's Sheker. But since you're making up the Tefillah that it was Rosh Chodesh, and the Tefillah is Tashlumin, you should have davened. If you would have davened it on time, you would have said Yalav V'Yavoy. Mamela Matzei Rosh Chodesh to say Yalav V'Yavoy, it's not considered a hefzik. That's all with regard to being a hefzik. But if you doubt an entire Shemina Esrei as a Shabbos Shemina Esrei, then they forget hefzik. You don't have a hefzik Shemina Esrei. You don't have the Shemina Esrei that you need for the time of right now, and Mamela, for the third time, you would not be Yetzi Yachid. With regard to the din that you have to maxim your Tfilas Tashlumin to your Tfilas Chayva to the Tfilas Tashlumin, the halacha is Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that it's solely in your Kavana, Sai Lefulo, and Sai Lechomo. Dainu lechumra, he said at the beginning of the siman, that if you're davening two tefillahs that are identical, and you're makdim, and you think that the first one is supposed to be for tashlumin, you're not yaitse because you're makdim the tashlumin for the chayvul. Even though it's not, there's no gili das bechwal and anything that you did. The two shmoneses that you daven are identical. If you're machav that the first one should be for tashlumin and the second one is chayvul, Mr. Brewer says you're not yaitse. He says since there are shmoneses that say that you are, then he says you should daven and should be matna, that if I wasn't yitzhi, it should be nadavu. But he goes with the mechaber, he's passing like he's machir like the mechaber, because that's how the primavel and prechadish go, that it's still in your kavana and you priveya through your machshava, whether or not it's a tefillah tashlumen or it's a tefillah shevah. However, it also works the kula. For example, the halakha is that you have to makdim the chevet of the tashlumen, and therefore on matzah shabbos, you should say asachan on the first one and not in the second one. If you said in the second one, you didn't say in the first one, then you're not yitzhak, because you're Magaladah. The second one was for the Chayikman. The first one is Tashlumin. Well, what's going to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you weren't Mavdal the first one. You didn't say Atachan Atan on the first one. But you're Mechavdal, the first one should be for Chayikman. And you just forgot to say Atachan Atan. So you said Atachan Atan on the second one. You're Mechavdal, that should be for Tashlumin. So Kumta is that you did something that you're Magaladah, that the first one is for Tashlumin and the second one is for Chayikman. So you did Atachan Atan on the second one. Pasuk should have to go back. Says Mishnah Berurah, if you're machav in the head, the first one is chayvah, and the second one is tashlumin, you don't have to go back. Because it's telling your kavanah. Your kavanah is machriyah. We say that it was just a mistake, the fact that you said atavanah tonu. That your gilui das is only a gilui if you had no das. You had no das, so we say that your das is according to the way that you daven. That shows. But if you let the head, you have one kavanah, so we say the reason why you said atavanah tonu in the second one is just because you forgot to say the first one. Shows that you're davening. It doesn't have to show that you're davening. It could be you forgot to say the first one. If you had the head that you had in mind, the first one should be chayvah. Then we say that the reason why you said the second one is because you forgot in the first one. But it's not going to work fakir. Let's say you said atachan on the first one. Like a good boy, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You said atachan on the first one, and you didn't say the second one. But you're machavin that the first one should be for tashlumin, and your second one should be for chayvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to be yitzchak. Him hit the cold head of summer, he says, Abba Mahoyim Bedaita Beferish or Yishen Ela Hashlomo, and you're the Yosef. Pashas Bechor, you're not going to be Yosef. So your daf could be Kaveya, Bein Lekulo, Bein Lechomo. The last halacha, it's a shayla whether or not it is the gift of the Simim, if it has to do with the deal of Tashlumen, the Bir Halacha clears it. Oh, and that is somebody that's Maskir Me'ina Ma'ura in the Tfilo, which is not Shaya to that time. The guy says, Atachar Hasson, one of you in the afternoon, forgot, it says Nachim on Thursday, in the middle of Tammuz, middle of Kislev. Is it Shaykh, if it's, what's the name? What comes out of Maisa is, like we mentioned beforehand, if it's in a Tfilas Tashlumin that you made this mistake,
for example, was after Rosh Chodesh, and Omar, if you said your Tefillah Tashlumin, which is Shai Tadeh beforehand, the same as Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, since the Tashlumin is the first Tefillah that you should, that you missed. So mainly, even if you said something which is not Shai after that day, it's not considered a Hefzik. Says Mishnah Berurah, Leinin Tefillah Tashlumin, Gvei Mishalei Yisbala Mincha Rosh Chodesh, Vei Mishalvis, Vei Misharim Hayadim, Shmesbala Arv Shtayim, V'hizkir b'tfilah shal tashlum rish chedesh, rish shabbos, rish ma'ur, rish shar, rish mo'yadim, kivim the tfilah zubo l'tashlum ha'yim sh'ovar, ki ma'har v'achrenim le'havi hefzik. It's mashma that it's not considered hefzik. It would be a little bit mashma from this mission for also, that if a person say matzah shabbos, the tfilah shal shabbos also, he'd be hefzik. Yesh la'ayim. That's when he gets to the tfilah tashlum. But this is when he gets to some of them, very often, matzah shabbos, and say ritzay, and benching, something, it's not... You said Al-Anisim for 8 days straight on Hanukkah, yeah, afterwards you said Al-Anisim after Hanukkah. You said, you're so careful to make sure that you say something truly, you say Melech HaGadosh, comes the Yirah of Tishrei, Melech HaGadosh. Is that considered a Hefzik or is it not considered a Hefzik? Mishnah Berurah says it's Tali. The way that he's Machriah at the end of the day is, he says, it depends whether or not it's Sheker Gomer what you're saying or it's not Sheker Gomer. If you said Yal V'Yovay on Tu B'Shvat, you said Yal V'Yovay, you said B'Yoyim Rish HaKodesh Hazeh, that's Sheker Mukhlas, because it's not Rosh Chodesh today. That's considered a Hefzik. If you said something which is not, we'll see what the Halacha is in a second. If you said something which is not Sheker, you said Atach HaNatonu on Tuesday. So that has no Sheker, that's not Sheker. Atach HaNatonu on Tuesday. Beautiful Tefillah. We only say Matzah Shabbos generally. But it's a beautiful Tefillah. Or if you said Yavi Yavi, but you caught yourself before you said Miyam Rosh Chodesh HaZeh. Or they say even now Melech HaKadosh, but it's not Sheker, it's not something which is totally specifically in the time. He's a Melech HaKadosh at all times. V'chazveinu, the Mishnah Berurah says, for some reason the Mishnah Berurah understands, V'chazveinu is considered something which is Shayach to a specific time. You can't say V'chazveinu, the Ksiva is only Aser Tumeshuvim. Maybe there's no Ksiva in the middle of, I don't know, there's Hanukkah, maybe that's Ksiva, Pesach. For Zichar, if we're holding Tumeshvat is Ksiva for Yetzirah, Yud Tesh Shvat, it's zikr, it's after the Zman Ksiva, it's considered sheker, and therefore it's considered a hefzik. From a mailer. If it's something which is not a sheker mukhlat, just continue going. Because atoch hanatonu, I think Rav Moshe says even the tshuva that nachem is not considered a hefzik, it's not something better than mishayach one specific day. Hamelech HaKadosh, Hamelech HaMishpat, Yalav Yom, if you catch yourself in time. If you said Asher in the middle, Bukhar also, considered hefzik. Just reminds me. You think the shalas are so? I remember that my Rebbe used to sign up. Says that the first time. Go benching. Yeah, I got cut into benching. My Rebbe signed it. He said that the first time that a person has to think during davening is by Shir Shal Yom. He has to think what day. So guess the Rebbe is not true. Rebbe is not true. There's one time I wasn't thinking and I said that them all. Yeah, I get the mindset. You never know where a guy's mind is during davening. Mumila, you have all the shadows. The chorif is not something which is sheker for that specific day. We don't reckon it to be absent. Pashas is benching at the same time. Says the say also. That's considered a chorif. That's different. That's sheker. Why? Because you said B'yom HaShabbos is there, and today is not Shabbos. So what's the din? What's the din? If it's something which is not Sheker, just keep on going. If it is something which is Sheker, then it has a din of Tzoch B'emtza Tfilo. Because if you spoke in the middle, yeah, the Yankees won. You said something which is no Sheker, so don't even fall. That, the halacha is, the way the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya is, since it's B'shoyig and it's not B'meid, in this case, dying where you said a Tfilo by accident, now when you said the Yankees won. That's amazing. If you said something B'shoyig, Dahin, you said Ritzay, you said Yal V'Yovi in the middle of Shemir Nefzai. That's considered B'Shegi, and Mamela the Halacha is that you should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. If it's the Chor of the Gimel Rishenis, you should have to go back to the beginning of the Shemir Nefzai. The Gimel Afrenis also, Chor. But if it's in the middle, you go back to the beginning of that Bracha. If you finish that Bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, and Kol Shekein, if you finish davening, the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, you do not go back, you just continue. You give it a din of Tzach B'Shegi, the Lechatzila, you go back to the beginning of the Bracha. If you did not, then you go back to the beginning of, and then you continue, and you do not go back to the beginning of Shemayneh. Yashar Kri Chacha.